You're listening to Human Genetic Engineering at allaboutpopularissues.org. Human genetic engineering is a hot topic in the legislative and executive branches of the U.S. government. Time will tell how committed the United States will be regarding the absolute ban on human cloning. Human genetic engineering has made its way to Capitol Hill. On July 31, 2001, the House of Representatives passed a bill which would ban human cloning not only for reproduction but for medical research purposes as well. The Human Cloning Prohibition Act of 2001, sponsored by Representative Weldon, a Republican from Florida, and co-sponsored by over 100 representatives, passed by a bipartisan vote of 265 to 162. The act makes it unlawful to, quote, 1, perform or attempt to perform human cloning, 2, participate in an attempt to perform cloning, or 3, ship and receive the product of human cloning for any purposes, unquote. The act also imposes penalties of up to 10 years imprisonment and no less than $1 million for breaking the law. The same bill, sponsored by Senator Brownback, a Republican from Kansas, is currently being debated in the Senate. The White House also opposes, quote, any and all attempts to clone a human being. They oppose the use of human somatic cell nuclear transfer cloning techniques, either to assist human reproduction or to develop cell or tissue-based therapies, unquote. There are many arguments against human genetic engineering, including the established safety issues, the loss of identity and individuality, and human diversity. With therapeutic cloning, not only do the above issues apply, but you add all the moral and religious issues related to the willful killing of human embryos. Maybe the greatest concern of all is that man would become simply another man-made thing. As with any other man-made thing, the designer, quote, stands above its design, not as an equal, but as a superior, transcending by his will and creative prowess, unquote. The clone child will be dehumanized. Please see as a reference Leon Cass's Preventing a Brave New World, Why We Should Ban Human Cloning Now, in the New Republic Online, dated May 21, 2001. Human genetic engineering leads to man usurping God as the almighty creator and designer of life. No longer will a child be considered a blessing of God, but rather a product manufactured by a scientist. Man will be a created being of man. However, man was always intended to be a created being of God in his absolute love, wisdom, and glory. You've just heard Human Genetic Engineering at allaboutpopularissues.org.